Welcome to the Tom Nicola Podcast, the audio version of my online articles, where I cover topics on nutrition, fitness, supplementation, personal growth, and more, all in the tenacious pursuit of optimal health. If you like what you hear, be sure to check out my ebooks and training programs. Just go to tomnicola.com. To keep the conversation going from this article, guys, head over to the Vigor Facebook group, and ladies, head over to the Vigoress Facebook group. Now, on to today's article.
How much weight? How many reps? Somewhere between what your ego would have you do and your body wants to do, there's a middle ground of enough weight to make progress and not so much that you're going to get hurt. As long as you work within the boundaries I set in whichever Vigor training program you follow, which includes your sets, rep ranges, and rest periods, you will make progress as long as you remain consistent. How much weight should I use or reps should I do? For most training sessions, each set of each exercise has a target rep number. For example, it might be back squats for 4 sets of 10 reps. Unless I specifically say you must hit 10 reps, use the rep range I highlight in the app. In the case of a 10 rep target, the range is 6 to 10. If you can't get 6 reps, the weight is too heavy. When you're able to get 10 reps on all sets, increase the weight the next training session. In this way, your goal is to either get more reps with the same weight as last week, or use more weight, even if you're at the lower end of your rep range. All that said, the first week of a new block of training often requires a little guesswork. By the second week, you should know how much to use. By the third week, you'll probably be increasing the weight on that specific exercise. Because the app stores all of your previously logged training sessions, you can easily look back at what you've done and strive to do more the next time. Some sessions you might get just one more rep per set. Others you'll be able to bump up the weight significantly. How many warm-up sets should I do? For the first set of an exercise of any major muscle group, I recommend anywhere from 1 to 4 warm-up sets. The heavier the weight you use, the more warm-up sets you should use. Warm-up sets don't get entered into the app. They're not working sets. Should I use the same weight for all sets or increase the weight through the sets? Pyramiding your sets means that you increase or decrease your weight while also decreasing or increasing your reps. It's one of the many methods for designing training plans. If I use this method, I'll be clear about it in the instructions. Most of the time, I expect that you're using the same weight for all working sets. Putting these together, using the back squat as an example, again, let's say you're working with a set weight of 225 pounds. You warm up with just the bar for a set of 5 to 10. Then you do a set of 5 with 135 pounds, and another set of 3 to 5 with 185 pounds. After a little rest, you do your first working set with 225 pounds for 10 reps. Your second set, you again get 10 reps. Then on your third and fourth sets, you get 8 and 9. You'd stay with that same weight the next week, assuming the training session is the same, and go for 10 reps on all 4 sets. After that, you'd bump up the weight. Coach's Notes is a collection of insights, recommendations, and tutorials to help my Vigor training member athletes get more out of the program. Though non-members may find the content to be informative and applicable, I've written them as though I'm speaking directly to one of my athletes. Thanks so much for tuning into my podcast and listening to this audio article. If you enjoyed it, please share the audio or written version with others. If you enjoy the podcast, please rate it in the iTunes store. Until next time, get on with your tenacious pursuit of optimal health.